Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials here in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to besieged areas. Proximity talks, due to resume on February the 25th, have been delayed. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU with a special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet today, then there will be a referendum for the voters in June. As Uganda waits for results of Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections, Human Rights Watch has expressed concern about the country's ability to hold free and fair elections. Meanwhile, opposition leader Kizza Besigye is under house arrest to prevent further unrest after police used tear gas on his supporters. Besigye is top challenger to President Yoweri Museveni. This is VOA News.